Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, thank you, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Optimize My Life and the Golden Rule Society, brought to you on Blog Radio by The Hope Collection. My name is Ron Clayton, and I co-host this show today, with a gentleman, his name is Rick Reed. Rick, I'm telling you, I got my head mixed up this morning. I'm so excited about being back in town. We were in Cancun.
Welcome back.
It was wonderful. We left, unfortunately, we left Buffalo with 72 degrees. It was 80 degrees all week in Cancun, and when we came back, it was 30 degrees and snowstorm. And they wouldn't even bring us home. We had to go to Rochester, New York, and fly in from Rochester after there a while and to come into Buffalo. It was a little crazy getting back, but I got to tell you something. Happy to be home, excited about, there's a lot of new things that are kind of taking place that every time we leave gets better. And every time we leave, it gets better where we go. Not because we're so great, but I'll tell you what, we follow our Lord and Savior who makes our life challenging, exciting, and forward changing every day, every week, every month. And we can't do anything but praise Him and thank Him for the opportunity to serve. And I believe the key to anything and the joy that my wife and I have experienced in our is because we serve and He puts joy in our heart. And I hope today we broadcast that through this show. And Rick, I'm so proud, you know, for those of you who may be new to listening in on the radio show Optimize Your Life or Golden Rule Society, you can come to us in either format or program format. Rick Reese is a co-founder of an incredibly successful ministry called Marketplace Ministries. He is also the founder of an incredibly successful travel agency, and a company that he's done, and he's been touching lives of thousands literally around this world. And because of that, he comes to us with a background that what he shared with my wife and I changed her life. I'm just telling you flat out. We had talked and dreamed about going to Europe together on a cruise, a river cruise, for years. I mean years. Viking River Cruise probably spent $10,000 in sending us brochures and DVDs and websites to go and see and listen and find out about them. And Rick Reese walks into our life on a request from a friend to call him, talk to him. And he said, you know, I might be able to help you. And guess what, Rick? You and Brenda have done more than that in our life. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Everybody,
but
this is Rick Reese.
You guys, you can offer someone something. Like everybody on this call that's listening, they have something that someone else needs, and you can either withhold it or present it, and then it's up to that person to receive it. And but don't be found withholding it. Mine,
yeah,
all mine. So Ron, when I offered, you know, working with Joel, of course, and Joel said, hey, you need to talk to Ron and Linda. And so I said, sure. And as soon as you glimpsed the travel business, you snatched it. And the next thing I know, you guys are in Europe cruising and all you can eat cream of wheat and chocolate factory. And but you took it, you know, and all I had to do was just kind of just show it. And you said, thank you. And you used it as the tool that changed your life. Now, you guys just came back from an incredible experience in Cancun. And I know you were sharing a little bit about it, but would you mind sharing just a little more for the folks on this call? Because, you know, you got everybody excited yesterday. We're ready to jump on a plane.
Well, guess
what? Go ahead, Ed.
Every airport, I don't care who's listening in today, where you're at, anywhere in the world, there's an airport within you, probably even close to taking a taxi cab close enough, or an Uber, or drive your car there. You can get to an airport within a reasonable length of time, and they have airplanes, and they have tickets to go on airplanes. Where do you want to go? You walk up to the chair and go up to the desk, and it's, you know, whatever, it's Southwest, that's our favorite. It could be United, it could be Delta, it could be KLM, it could be Lufthansa. Whatever gate you walk up to, they'll sell you a ticket to anywhere you want to go. But you got to tell them where you want to go. And the biggest issue is that not enough people are telling the airline where they want to go. So they have ticket agents and people working there to serve us, to help us get to where we want to go. But we have to determine where it is we want to go. So I want to welcome anybody that's calling in this morning. I think there's a surprise to call in here, Rick. I'm not sure who this is.
That would be me.
Hi, babe.
Hi. Rick, I couldn't help but, you know,
awesome.
Put my two cents in about how wonderful. You know, it's great. So we can pick anywhere we want to go, which is wonderful. But sometimes it's really neat to let somebody else pick where we're going to go. So this year they selected Unico on Riviera Maya, a small resort. Very walkable, just very friendly. And so that's really cool when, you know, sometimes it's good to explore things yourself, and sometimes it's really good to let other people make the decision or recommendation, not decision, but recommendation of where to go.
Linda, why don't you tell Rick and the audience what your perspective of our experience at Riviera Maya this week was?
Just relaxation. Just a beautiful setting, friendly people, wonderful food. Oh, Rick, you're a foodie. You would have loved this place. The all of the restaurants were just fabulous. We had a romantic dinner in the Italian restaurant. They just made us feel so special. The Friday night we had hibachi, and it was just the two of us. Usually with hibachi, you know, because you have that, you know, large grill and the chef putting on this whole show of throwing knives in the air and everything. But it was just the two of us. It was, and the food, oh my goodness, the food was fabulous. So everywhere, a steak dinner. The only problem we had was that we couldn't finish everything. We did finish the desserts, but we couldn't finish all of our meals. But, and the people, you know, it was great because we met people from really all over the country and other travel agents and just other travelers. And it was just so funny. Ron just had his knee replaced. So, of course, and this place was just really made for walking, which he did fabulous, except the one time he's looking out, look at that pool, and walked right off right down a step. But there were people that rushed and picked him up and got him back on his feet. It was great.
Nice.
So, but it was wonderful.
Awesome,
Rick.
That's awesome.
Well, it's cool. As Linda says, everything was organized. Well, that's because we are privileged to be welcomed into, and now because of a company call that you introduced us, 365, which a lot of people in the industry or outside the industry might recognize the word host. Well, what a host agency does is they sponsor independent owner operators of their own travel agency business. And that's what you referred and recommended and shared with us. Well, they have once a year a convention. And then they have some smaller ones throughout the year around the country, but this was the annual big one. And the big one this year there allowed people from all over the world to come to it. And the CEO was there. The president was there. President's son was there. The actors. And we met a gal. Her name is Elizabeth Monroe. And she is actually within the corporation. Sometimes people say, well, you can own your own business, but do you have any backup, help? Well, we just put together an international trip for a week in a place we'd never been to, in a place we wouldn't know how to get there, and she did everything. And she coordinated, because we had some challenges along the way. And I'll tell you what, I don't care who you are, most times you're going to have some kind of challenge within the process of putting a trip together. You might even just get your airline ticket. Sometimes you can't have help. Well, we are armed. I use the word armed with the most fantastic team of people, professionals that answer questions, that solve problems and make things happen. Tell you that, how that worked for us, not just personally, about a month ago, a couple called us up and said, we want to go on a cruise in 3 weeks. It was February, and they wanted to go in March. No, I'm sorry, it was January. It was when we wanted to go in February. So, okay, well, wait a minute. Where do you want to go? And they told us. And we tried. Well, there was not one airline ticket available on the East Coast from Buffalo, New York to Miami. There was not an airline that had a seat. They were booked. Now, we have connections through 365 and Travmanity, a travel agency that works for us. And we got a cruise set up for them to the Southern Caribbean. And not only that, they got tickets, airline tickets. Now,
airline
these
tickets.
People, they were creative, and they tried to go get their tickets themselves. Well, they couldn't get one. They found a quote for $3,800. That was more than the cruise. And so we contacted Carnival back, and Carnival, and what do you find out? We got them two tickets from Buffalo directly to Miami. That was I will tell you, it was $1,000. Now, that is expensive, I will tell you that, but for spring break, that's cheap. So we got them the tickets.
Good.
We got them there. They went. Not only that, Linda was able to book the cruise. They had the last cabin on the ship available. And it was a special one on Cloud 9. That was the level they were on. And it was a spa special treatment key. Their terry cloth robes. We had a special receptions. They had special services available to them during the whole trip. And Linda put that all together in 3 days. Go. And there's people have come and gone already, by the way. It's already happened. So I just want you to know, as we continue to go and talk about travel, in the actual workings of it, this is real. This is the base of the whole everything we are and do for people. But it is what we do that makes it special. It's what we do that makes it special. And so we're privileged. You've trained us and given us connections for training. And anybody on the call, my recommendation to you is this. Take advantage of the opportunities that are given you. because it can make a difference in their world.
One of the things that is so cool about what we're doing is that it turns dreams into action. Excuse me. People dream, vision. And it never, nothing ever comes out of it, right? And I think I know your specialty, Ron, and as the leader of the Hope Collection, the organization, is you turn visions, hope, dreams into action, actionable items to say, do this to actually make it happen. Because people will dream for a lifetime and never do anything, you know, just dream. They'll have a vision for a lifetime but never put it into action. And people will come along in your life at certain windows of your life to say, okay, this is what you want. Let me show you how to get it done. You know, let me show you how to turn it into something that may be revenue generating. Let me show you how to turn it into something that may satisfy whatever that desire that you have is. And that's what we do. And so, Ron, you're leading us in that with the Hope Collection, you know, and with the Hope Collection and the eight pillars, you know, would you talk about the eight pillars? Because as Ron is describing the eight pillars of the Hope Collection, which is the parent organization, you know, travel is just something we talk on Tuesday as part of the Hope Collection and our services to reach out to people. But as he's talking about this, think about the dreams that you may have that'll fall into any one of the eight areas, and just know that we're here to help you bring that to reality, to make that actionable for you so that it can turn into something. But, Ron, would you just kind of talk about, just in general, the eight pillars of the Hope Collection?
Well, the eight pillars are the foundation of what this organization, a 501c3 certified nonprofit, Joel and Artis Griffin, the founders, decided to lead in the world and give an organization that could be a kind of a umbrella of opportunities that we could connect, become connectors to serve veterans and their extended families and first responders and their families. Now, if you add those two categories of people up to everybody, there isn't anybody that doesn't have a family member, a relative that isn't related, and that's qualifications, by the way. So we are not just an organization that broadcasts the show and others. We actually perform and provide services applicable. Many times services come from agencies and organizations that do not have a fee, that they provide services for free because that's why they exist. But we help people find them. Most of the time people don't know where to turn, where to look, because if they ask someone, they don't want to compromise their position. And so they want to talk to people that are certified, know what they're doing, know what they're talking about, and can direct somebody. And then we get a solution. I'll give you one real good example. We have a program for, let's say, it could be anyone, single. I'll just use an example. Say a single mom, she works maybe part-time. She's got children. She can't work full-time. She's got to work from the house or, you know, close by. And all of a sudden the child gets sick. No, maybe she doesn't have a lot of resources. Okay, I'm just giving a scenario. It's not specific to any one person, but it's an example. Well, the child gets sick. What's her options? Well, usually it's take them to the hospital. And there they sit all day and wait because they're last in line to get help because they don't have a specific doctor. They don't have a specific account going. And so what we're doing, and this is through the eight pillars, we are able to bring someone. That's where this comes from. And we provide that service called Call a Doctor. And it provides a live computer, you know, exam by a certified doctor to examine that child with the mom. Then if the mom allows to get resources to the background, the medical records, then the doctor can do that. Then he takes that and gives a recommendation. Now for getting help or sends to their druggist nearby to get medicine. Now what's important to that, two things. if the doctor recognizes a life-threatening event, he has to call emergency to take that kid to the hospital. That's required, number one. Number two, it's free. It's not free. It's $18 a call, a visit. We'll call it a visit, live use of the phone. It's not an $8,000, $500, $3,000 a year, $40, $100 a month. $18 per use. That's available to people. That can be taken advantage of right now. And so we're proud of being able to deliver that, to afford that to anybody, anywhere in the country. See, I don't worry about universal care or health care plans or that stuff. For the people that need it the most, we can help the most. And I get excited about that. And that's kind
so, Ron,
of the
go
things
over
that
the
we
eight.
Do.
Yeah, focus basically on the eight pillars, so that they can get a good idea what those eight pillars are.
Well, we start with faith, because that's the foundation to begin. Family, well, faith and family go together. That's how we unify unity and accomplish life. Number three is education. We want people to be educated in all ways. That's not just sitting in a classroom, getting a paper on the wall. We help people be learned, to educate, to utilize, and grow. Education, health education. Under health, we got programs to help people live healthier lives. Even a radio show to broadcast with a certified YouTube nutritionist. Health and wellness is really important with a lot of family. The education processes, we have one expert rating. You can get 13,000 different certifications. And you could turn it into a home-based business that create and you charge for it and make money. We get you certified. On top of that, you become a certified life coach, which allows you, you have an expertise in some area. You can be an auto mechanic, become a certified life coach. You can talk to people with certification as a coach in the area of your expertise. Turn it into an individual home income. Well, that's it. Health and wellness, water and energy.
Hey, Ron,
well, you know,
hold on one quick
today.
Second. Hey, Ron, one quick second. When you told me about the education, and what's that site that you
expert
were referring to, where you can get the expert ratings, expertrating.com. Expertrating.com. When you told me about that, just to briefly talk about the education, I gave that site to my daughter, and as she was looking to jump into, you know, a different job, and as she actually went and through the expert rating website, and she got certified in finances. She got certified as a project manager. She got certified as in logistics because she wanted to make a jump to professional military type jobs, defense contracting type jobs. And so she went to that site, and the certifications were like $69. I think the highest was like $129. And she beefed up her resume, and now she's working for a major defense contractor. Six figures. That's how I was able to move to South Carolina and leave her, you know, where she is. But going through that site, you know, there may be someone that's listening that says, hey, you know, but those are the types of things that you can find information-wise, you know, through the Hope Collection. So this education piece is huge because many folks are stuck in their jobs. And I know one of the ideas that Joel had, who's the founder of Hope, he says, you know, why are people stuck in jobs they don't like? They need to figure out, you know, whatever that side hustle, quote unquote, is, and put time into that and to take their skill sets that they learn on the job and use it in their side hustle to keep moving forward. And to go through sites like expertrating.com and become a medical billing specialist. And like you just mentioned, a life coach specialist. I like my daughter beefing up her resume. You know, expert rating covers like every profession you ever could. So, but the education piece is a huge piece. Sorry about that. I just had to interject as you was talking about
education. No. Well, I put the on the phone. Rick, it puts meat in the bones because not only do we talk about what it is that we do it. And we have a group of people that are committed. You're a board member of the Hope Collection, and you actually lead our area of faith. Now, your expertise in that is the fact that you run a ministry, successful ministry. It's called Marketplace Ministries, and I'm just proud to be, I happen to be a part of that organization in the sense that you're not a member. Well, you're sort of a member. If you decide to do something, you call yourself a member. You go to a church long enough, you're a member. You're there. You're part of the organization. You're doing things to make things happen. And I'm so proud because, Rick, you have been such an example. When you were back, just getting out, where you were in the service, when you're an officer, you helped how many millions of people every day? You save their lives, particularly if they're married, because the guy who never wants to stop and ask for help when they get lost. We got GPS today thanks to you. You put the satellites up. Well, how about when Hurricane Ida hit and all New Orleans was doomed? I mean, they were doomed. The destruction, the loss of life, the loss of property, everything that happened. People had to escape. They escaped for their lives. And a bunch of them, like I understand, it was 500 families or something. I think it was the number. But you helped resurrect their life. You put together jobs, kids back into schools, homes, housing, connections, being helping people put their lives back together. You did that, and you did that. Actually, you didn't charge. You didn't take a salary. You did that. In the meantime, you had gotten smart for that, what you called side hustle. You got a hold of the idea of travel and the search company, and you and Brenda took off using it just because you needed some stuff like to take vacations. So you had to find a way to get that done and still keep your sanity. And you did that. You did it so well. You learned a lesson in life. It's not who you know. It's who the people that you know. And you can turn that. That's a fortune in life. You can say, I don't know anybody. But if you know one person, you're six persons away. They call it six persons from the Pope. You're six persons from the most important person that's ever going to come in your life. I've been fortunate. I've had two of those people in my life. You and Joel are the key people in our lives that make differences that are life-changing and exciting. Well, if you're willing to be that way in terms of keeping an eye out for other people, getting your eyes off yourself and getting your eyes on other people and need you, boy, your world's yours. The world is yours, Rick.
You know, just how many families have I saved, husband and wives, divorces have I prevented?
Turn here, right. Honey.
No, it's down further. Honey, stop at this gas station and ask directions. I know where I'm going in the middle of nowhere. We'll go. Okay, I'll stop at the next gas station or the next one or the next one. I'm not talking to you. You missed your exit. Now we've got to go 50 miles more up the road. Honey.
We'll stop in London, Ontario. We never found London, Ontario.
Oh, my Lord. We need to keep a stat. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with what we're saying that the GPS, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time to launch the first GPS satellite. Little did we know it was being launched for military use and application. Little did we know when the Russians shot down the Korean airliner way back when, President Reagan's administration, that because it wandered, the airliner, the plane wandered into Russian airspace. And the Russians shot them down, commercial airliner. Jeez. President Reagan said, let's open up the GPS signal to the world. And that's why we have that's why we have free GPS around the world. And so now, of course, All the airliners around the world can tap into this free GPS signal, you know, location signal to find out. But that's why that happened. So, of course, you know, we had the first TomToms and all the different devices that went into the cars when it became open to the companies. And now that you're saying this, Ron, I'm realizing that it did prevent many divorces over something as simple as turn here, honey. No, I'm not turning there. London, Ontario. Oh, boy.
Chris Coakley, who is the chairman of the board of Search. Anyways, when we ran into him last week, he said, "I recognize you. You're the one that got me lost in Toronto." And so Ron says, "I have a better GPS by now."
Oh, wow.
He remembered that from 6 years ago.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Ron, you said something that was really, really powerful. You said, and I wrote it down because you said it once and now it's mine. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how this kind of works, you know. You hear something that's really awesome, and they say it once. You give them the credit, and then it's yours, right? You said it's not who you know, it's who the people you know. As professional connectors, that's what we do. Through the Hope Collection and through any business you may ever want to start, it's not who you know, it's who the people you know. And being able to pass on information through that network, there's a value to that. Moving to Charleston, South Carolina, Ron, there's a value to that. All of those folks are coming to me for this. I'm going to start a business, and that's going to be my, like tagline. Because there's a value. Oh, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron. You'll get a percentage. No, we're working with the Hope Collection, and as you mentioned, I'm the treasurer serving on the board. And we're always looking for how we can help people, help others so they can help others. And that's what we do. And there's a value to that because it's so needed. As I mentioned earlier, don't withhold information that you may have. Don't withhold your skill set. Don't withhold your dream. Do you know that your dream and your hopes, if you share that with someone, it lifts them up? You know, that they will start even thinking about their particular dreams and their particular hopes. And then normally what happens when you get into that discussion, Ron, your little statement comes true that it's not who you know. You may say, hey, I don't know a lot of people, but that's not it. It's not who you know, it's who the people you know, who they know. And as soon as you start sharing information, you become part of this global spiritual network that is there to help people. People are locked in place because they keep everything close hold to themselves and driven by fear. You was kind of talking about this, Ron, a little earlier, the fear that that society wants to make you believe that that exists that's not really there. It's all made up. You know, don't talk to this person. Don't go over here. Don't say that. Don't breathe the air. Don't drink the water. You know, everything is fear, constant negative stuff, you know. But shadow boxing. When you can get to the point where you can release the fear and receive faith. And see, and that's one of the things that really hit me when I saw, when listened to Joel talk about the Hope Collection. I was like, wow, these guys, these folks are full of faith and hope. Their goal is to help others. Their goal is to pay things forward. Their goal without asking for anything in return. And it just struck a chord in my heart. And I said, I need to know more. if you're listening to us and this sounds like something that strikes a chord, take a step out to learn more. It's deeper than you even understand, right? Because it's spiritual. You know, like Ron, you're a Gideon, unashamedly Gideon, Christian faith. Ron, you used to do presentations in churches. I should say 10-minute presentations.
Can I jump in
on
one second?
Nose. Go right ahead.
Hi, Mary.
You know, when you're talking about fear, hi, and movement and everything else, and, you know, taking that first step in anything is scary. It reminded me of my mentor that taught me what I know, to be able to speak out and take those scary steps. And the motto we live by is fear hates movement. So as long as you take a step, no matter how small, that overcomes that fear. It takes that power over that fear.
You bet. Thank you, Mary.
So a lot of people think that fear is a... Hi. How was your vacation?
It was just phenomenal. The only thing there was one thing that was short in the whole meeting, the whole time we were there. You and Andy weren't with us. And I truly mean that we missed our friends that we talk with. And what's really cool, that doesn't have to stay that way. We always have the opportunity.
I've never been to Mexico. I was never allowed to go.
Well, yeah.
Well, in the military, especially when you're stationed in right. Texas, you're not allowed to go to Mexico when I was serving.
Back then. Even now.
Back then.
Yeah. But
no,
now
yeah,
you're
this
free.
Was 2014.
Yeah, now you're free. Free, free, free. As a bird.
Right. It's one of those bucket list things I want to go see is go to Mexico.
Now, imagine, though, what Ron just said. That painted such a cool picture for me. Mary and Andy sitting next to you guys on those beach chairs or in the steak restaurant or in the jacuzzi. You know, wow. I can imagine that. To let all guards down and just totally relax. What's the feeling associated with being in that environment, Ron and Linda, in that sun and fun,
you know,
food?
Just, you know, it's just a getaway. One of the things that we love helping people plan vacations is the excitement in people, the trying something new, going someplace that you haven't been, or going someplace that you have been and just love. But the excitement, and I found, you know, helping couples put trips together, they get so excited. It gets you out of your everyday, you know, getting up in the morning, going to an office, coming home, making dinner, watching TV, go to bed, get up the next morning. You know, it gets you out of that that rut. And even the planning is so exciting. I had a phone call yesterday from a friend who's putting a cruise together for her for next month. They're so excited. And so I'm going to be sending them some information. I'm just a little better on the computer than she is, so I'll just, you know, get some information for her on different excursions they can do and different things like that. But for us, you know, just to get away together, you know, Ron, we really went so that Ron could have the warm water and, you know, to recuperate his knee. That was the main goal. Just to do something different. I think sometimes you can even go to the next state over and just do something different. And I think that's the most important thing for people to open their mind up to. When we lived in Jamestown, which is a small town about 80 miles south of Buffalo, it's on the Pennsylvania border, I worked for the newspaper, and one of the funny things I did, I know, but I wrote obituaries. It sounds strange, but you learn people's life story because they weren't just death notices. These were full stories about other people. But what was sad is how many people that we had talked to that never left town. They never went to, you know, we had people in Jamestown that had never been to Buffalo. There were people that had never been, and Chautauqua Institution is nearby, and it's a world-renowned arts and, you know, literature, and, you know, it's just, it's a wonderful mark. But they thought, oh, that's just for rich people. We never went there. It's free to get in, you know, it's not. You know, take advantage of different things, even in your own neighborhood. Just take advantage of getting out of your everyday and just meeting new people. That's what we've done. We have met new people all over the world. We handed out business cards, not to, you know, solicit business, but just for people to keep in touch. And, you know, just exchange numbers, exchange emails with people. And you know, keep in touch with people that you that may live on the other side of the country, but it's just getting out of your everyday, and that's what I love about travel myself, and that, you know, to put the joy in people's and the excitement in people's lives.
You know, as you were talking, I was just thinking, and especially with the writing obituaries, right? Of the lives of people, you begin to see, like you're saying, you know, that people don't step out. And I know Les Brown, famous motivational speaker, he said the graveyard is the richest place on earth because of all the unrealized potential, unfinished inventions, unfulfilled dreams, all the could-haves, would-haves, and should-have-beens. He said there lie buried companies that were never started, inventions that were never made, best-selling books that were never written, and masterpieces that were never painted. He said, in the cemetery is buried the greatest treasure of untapped potential.
Wow.
I should have, I could have. Mm-hmm.
There's so much power in what you're saying. You know, last year is when my doctor decided I was going to have this knee replaced. We got scheduled once and rescheduled it. But anyways, in between that, we had been going to this wonderful new church for about a year. And we know when you go to a new church and you get noted, you get involved and they recognize you, and then you start to learn and you make new friends. Wonderful experiences, learn new things, and really an intense learning session available to us through the church. We loved it. And one of the things that Lynn and I had done before COVID was we used to have and hold and plan a Valentine's banquet for the people of the church and invited friends. Some people never will go to the church, but they'll come to a picnic, a party or a picnic. So we planned one, and they asked us to do it at this church in February. Not knowing or remembering that I had surgery scheduled for January 30th. So I go and I get my knee replaced, and we plan this party. We got a good group of committee, and we had helpers, and everybody contributed and made it a great plan. We were hoping at a new church, it's a good-sized church, not huge, but we were hoping to get 80 people to it, 40 couples. That was going to be a huge success. The week before, I had to get the final number, and we were at 85, so, well, we made our number. Well, then Friday came. It was Monday, and Friday, the day before, we had to call in more because now we had 95 people. On Saturday morning, the day of the event, we had 106 people. I, you know, when you plan something that's in God's will and that you're going to touch lives, now that it's going to happen. And I want to share two stories. One of the couples that came the week before when we just first announced it at church, one fellow we know, and his name's Jim, and he came over and I heard him talking to Pastor. His wife had just filed for divorce, Rick. Their life is miserable. They have problems, all kinds of stuff. And he prayed together, and then I just out of my heart, because I already knew what we had planned, I said, Jim, why don't you just as one last chance, bring her to the Valentine's banquet. Well, he did. They came. And by the end of the night, what had happened was she and he came up, well, they came up to us after me and then Linda. They told us that they had decided to see about reconciliation and go to counseling, what pastor recommended. We had not planned that party, that Valentine's Day. Oh, my goodness, we had a Valentine's Day. It was great. I will tell you, it was a banquet and entertainment, prizes. We even gave away a travel trip for a group, someone. Well, anyways, the real story of this event is because of it, God used it to have a way and find a way to help someone save their marriage.
Nice.
Now, I have to tell you something. Yeah, we're in the travel business. Yeah, we help fly. We've been blessed to do things. But we have to stand up to the plate and do something, not just plan it. And that's what you have taught us by example, Rick, over and over and over again. And I'm just so thrilled. By the way, one of the gals on the committee when we first started, well, he asked us one day, well, Ron, how are we playing? Where do we do this? How do we get this? How do you know? Where do you go? Who do you get to? How do you know people are going to show up? And I said, it's the word trust. It's the word trust. We have a high level of trust that when we plan something that's glorifying God, he's going to bless it. And were we unbelievable?
Ron,
can I interject
one thing? I have this little quote on my in my craft room here. Robert Louis Stevenson. He said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." I'm going to say that again. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. You know, we can just share something with somebody and just, you know, and we might not know the final outcome, but all we can do is our best and just and share God's word, share our love, you know, just take the time when you say, hi, how are you? Don't say that as you're walking away from somebody. Say, hi, how are you? Let them say yes or no. So often we say things as such a flyaway instead of actually caring. So, you know, that's, you know, I just came across my notes from February 17th is Random Acts of Kindness Day. And I do a blog talk show on Saturday mornings, just a little half hour show at 9 o'clock in the morning. But I found, how many things are here, 50 different ways of suggestions of random acts of kindness. And so, you know, I mean, there's big things you can do, but there's small things like, you know, say hello to somebody, put a smile on your face, you know. It doesn't have to be a big thing like donate blood, you know, offer to babysit for somebody, you know. No, there's, you know, simple things to do just, you know, by when Ron fell, I mean, people just rushed to his, you know, side to pick him up. When at the airport at BWI, when it was such a disaster, there were so many, you know, bad things going on. We were all like stuck together. But I, you know, after taking, you know, pushing Ron's wheelchair for miles and miles and miles to the gate that they kept changing the gate, a woman, as soon as she saw me, she ran and got bottled water for both of us. I mean, you know, the caring of people, you know, I don't think she'll ever realize how much she saved my life, how much I was so exhausted. My thought was that we had an hour to get to the gate. so that we would get to the next, otherwise we'll miss our flight. So I just ran, literally, and it's all ramps. If I had let go of the wheelchair, I don't know how fast run, probably 50 miles an hour, you would have gone down it. Rushed and rushed.
Ron,
and
you better be glad she loves you, because she could have said,
the plane was 3 hours late, so I didn't have to hurry. But I didn't know I didn't have to hurry, you know.
It was so wonderful.
The grease, I just ate a burger, and the grease was on my hand, and then all of a sudden I just stood.
No, go ahead.
Oh, you know, I mean, other passengers, they took us because I had the suitcases because we, you know, coming from international flights, you have to go back to customs. So I had 3 suitcases and a wheelchair.
Wow.
And this man named Zach, he just young man, beautiful young wife. He just took hold of runs of this and got us all the way through customs that we could drop off the suitcases. Then he was leaving, of course. So I was able then just to have the wheelchair and not the suitcases too. But I mean, just strangers stepping out just to help. Of course, he didn't have to say that, you know, I always try to help the elderly. He didn't have to say that.
That's funny.
But it was so sweet of him. And, you know, so, you know, the kindness of the people that we met, you know.
What's beautiful about that is the expectations. You guys are so kind, and you can expect kindness to come back. You don't necessarily are doing it for that reason, but you guys are kind. And so what you put out, actually, you know, life is like a boomerang. You know, when you throw it away, what you put out is coming back to you. And that is an expectation. You can have that as an expectation if that's something that you're putting out, knowing that that's going to come back.
Rick, it was a total miracle. We were supposed to have wheelchair service. The Baltimore airport is spread out incredible, and you have different terminals. We had to go. There were tunnels, there were hallways, but we went literally from one place to the other. It was literally 3/4 of a mile. Linda almost expired. I mean, she was hurting. And, you know, yes, Linda's young and vibrant. She's now lost 230. She's lost 35 pounds. She's getting a better health every day, every week, and I'm so proud of her. But she still had to do this, and it was more than work. And she was hurting so bad. My heart, I couldn't do anything. I'm sitting in a wheelchair. And this guy, I never did see his face. Named Zach. And we are going to... They will remember us for life because what we shared with them, they shared back in giving to us. And I know they're going to be back in our life sometime in the future. I know it. And so it's because we've been taught, we learned and decided. We decided let's take advantage of the opportunity to be a servant, to help others, be known for it. I'd rather be known for that than being a crotchety old man. I want people to know that we care in life. There's lots of things and joy in the world. That we're going to do everything in our power. As long as the Lord lets us do it, we're going to help. That's our
that's
goal.
Awesome.
That's why we live.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I was able to, in the time that you guys have been speaking and speaking life, I was able to actually write down an approach to the businesses that I'm doing here. In Charleston, with all these people that are coming to me, and for consulting services and different things in a whole bunch of different areas, and even before this call, I was like, okay, how do I do this? So, why are they coming to me? But everybody in this call, you know more than you think, and when you take a step in any direction, more is provided, you know, and that's what you begin to see. That's why you never turn away from any challenge, of any opportunity, because it's not what you think. because when you take a step in that direction, the light gets, you know, brighter, and you'll be, oh. So even on this call, as you guys are talking, so I was taking notes, and of course I'm taking everyone's statement that they said, starting with you, Barry, but also, no, starting with you, Ron, and Ron, Mary, and Linda, both, I got all your statements here now. What does it say? Fear hates movement. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, don't each day, don't judge each day by the harvest you get. Judge each day by the seeds that you plant. You see why I'm so smart? Because I got smart people around me. I just take their stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
I remember Joel one time said, you will stay the same exact person except for the people that you meet and the books that you read. And so, you know, in order to grow, we have to learn. You don't want to stagnate. You know, you don't want to be a stagnant pond. You want to be a flowing river, you know. But, you know, the people that you meet, that you come in contact with, that you learn things from, and the books that you read, that is what makes the difference and can make the difference in your life.
That's what made the difference in my life. Every time from the first time I heard Joel speak on Burl Walk's show, and I said, wow, someone who's willing to admit that most people don't like their jobs and they need to find something else they can do to create an income stream.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying earlier, when Joel was saying that, he says, find something that you like to do where you can apply the skills that you learned from your job that can create an income, you know, aside from your job, until it overtakes and just makes sense to do that, right? And to put a plan in place that will transition you from your job. And so I just love how you and Ron, Linda, how you guys have just taken to the travel side as a travel agent, which is a career opportunity. Brenda and I, we don't even do that. We just travel. We have a wholesale center retail right up on our tax
we have
page to go. But you guys do that and more.
Our goal is to be just like you.
Well, you know, you create, and that's the thing, that's what you guys saw a lot of. You're multiplying yourself. Everything happens through multiplication. And the more that you can multiply, helping the lives of people based on what they specifically want to do in the travel business, then you also grow as a team. And, of course, as we know, teamwork makes the dream work. As you build a team, there are 32 revenue-generating streams in Surge 365. And so you go through and say, hey, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to get these bonuses. I want to make $100,000 in 100 days. You know, $200,000 in 200 days. Oh, this is what I want to do. And you write out the plan of what you want to do. And it may be something as simple as, I just want to travel wholesale instead of retail. That's all I want to do. Travel and see people and eat good food. But you choose. It's like, what do you want to do? And as we were saying throughout this call, what we're saying throughout this call is we help you put a plan into action. What is your dream? We help you turn your dream into reality. And most of the folks, whatever they're dreaming, money can help you. If you can create a residual income that you can pass down as an inheritance to your kids, as we go this way where travel is a $9 trillion industry, and you have a tool, Surge 365, that allows you to tap it in any way you want, whether it's a career opportunity, whether it's fundraising with the Vortex, whether it's just travel wholesale, whether it's turning business expenses into revenue, you can tap it any which way you want, but you're generating residual income, you know, while you have an opportunity. After the crisis of the pandemic, every crisis represents an opportunity. Millionaires were made after the Spanish flu back in 1919. The very next year began the Roaring Twenties. We're now in the Roaring Twenties. Back to you, Ron.
Well, I just say, Rick, what you allow us and everybody on the call to custom to our personal wants and needs and dreams
That's
and visions.
Good.
Custom. I don't have to go become a
a robot of somebody else, a clone. We're able to be ourselves, and it pays to be yourself, and it pays to help others do that. And most people are trying to become clone themselves into something to have a lifestyle. It's not how it works. Thank you, Rick.
Ooh, that's good. I wrote it down, so I'm good.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I go to the bathroom. Yeah, I got to shut it off. I didn't turn black off. Did you do that? Oh, my goodness. Trying to find my shoes. Someone's getting gutters. Yeah. Hi. I could have swore I printed out. Did you take it? The announcement for Tribmanity and the cruise? No, the announcement is Baltimore, and then after the Baltimore announcement, there's the cruise announcement. I didn't scroll it, so I didn't see the whole thing, but I just hit print.
So May
18th
in Baltimore.
And then Seminar C Delft in
August.
17th, yeah. That's the one.
Well, yeah, but this one is in Baltimore.
I'm not, okay, I don't care about Baltimore. I want to know about the cruise program.
You haven't had anything about it in here.
Oh.
Okay? This whole thing.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah.